One day into spring, before you plant your first perennial, consider this. Is there a chance your coveted plant might escape into the wild? Across the country, ordinary garden plants have become aggressive invaders. NPR's Ketzel Levine explains how a good plant goes bad.
Every Saturday morning in the city of Portland, a motley crew of volunteers wreaks havoc in Forest Park.
All right, you guys, we're going to be taking the stairs right here. Look at these horrible ivy trees. Look at this.
Towering above them, leaping from tree to tree, is the invader English ivy, a vine despised and reviled by these members of Portland's No Ivy League. They are here to rip, wrench, and girdle a genus that smothers this urban woodland. And after 8 years, the league's founder, Sandra Diedrich, knows her foe.
It's a botanic bully. It's a botanic barbarian. It's a predator. It's an outlaw. It's a cockroach of the plant world.
English ivy is a classic invader, a plant that, out of its native habitat, can grow unchecked. It came to America with the colonists and to the Northwest with the pioneers. Ivy was planted around Portland with the same good intentions that has made it the darling of shady spots and awkward slopes everywhere. Unfortunately, it's altogether too happy in the Northwest and is now a noxious weed. And here it is, a 4-inch pot, $2.99. Heterohelix, ivy. John Randall, happy to see this plant?
No, not really. I wish it wasn't here.
Nor should it be. It's now illegal to sell heterohelix in Oregon. And that's part of the problem facing John Randall of the Nature Conservancy. He's the director of their invasive species team. Randall says that nurseries and gardeners have got to realize the extent of the damage ordinary garden plants can do. Honeysuckle, wisteria, Norway maple, ground covers such as winter creeper and English ivy are all troublesome somewhere in the country. And as we walk around this table at this nursery in Portland, Oregon, I'm looking at other ground covers that once upon a time started life as ornamentals and now are showing up on invasive plant lists around the country. Vinca.
Yeah, Vinca major and Vinca minor. Problems in preserves sort of scattered around the country out into Ohio. More of a problem as a persisting plant where it had been planted around homesteads and then spread into streamside areas. Not so vigorous as English ivy, but it can be really troublesome. I've seen acres and acres of it along a stream in southern Arizona.
Now, before you go ripping out that perky blue periwinkle, bear in mind where you live. In the city, less of a problem. It's unlikely your plants have anywhere to escape to. But if you live near or in natural areas, John Randall says, invasive plants can do considerable damage.
They can change ecosystem properties. They can change the fire frequency or fire intensity. They can change erosion or sedimentation around streams. They can push out native plants. They can alter succession. They can carry or vector diseases to the native plants. They can hybridize with native plants so that you actually sort of lose the genetic distinctiveness of the native plant.
And they can rob birds and animals of shelter and food. Okay, let's go on. See what else we can find here. Violets. Please don't take away my violets.
Nope. Never seen them miss trouble.
Here's a tip. Next time, before you go shopping at the nursery, find out which perennials, shrubs, trees, and vines are considered invasive in your area. Here in Oregon, for instance, along with ivy, we're battling Himalayan blackberries and Scotch broom. Across the country, in Massachusetts, one of the biggest problems is Japanese barberry. You'd know it if you saw it, a prickly, multi-stem shrub often used as a hedge, around homes, along roads, outside fast food dives. I asked John Randall if the problem with barberry was its seeds.
If that were the only thing, and it couldn't establish and grow so dominantly and so densely, so many stems per square foot, then that would be okay. But it's the combination of factors that make this trouble. It's also got some characteristics that allow it to change the soil chemistry to some extent. So it's what we call an ecosystem changer.
Guilt factor. How guilty should I feel in Portland, Oregon, planting barberry?
This one is so invasive in the Northeast, and the climate here is similar enough. I wonder if it won't get out here eventually, but I don't know that.
And that's the real challenge with invasive plants, keeping track of what's troublesome where. Also, it can take decades before a plant becomes a pest, and by then, it's often too late. Which has not deterred the irrepressible members of Portland's No Ivy League.
Are you ready?
Ready.
After me. Ivy!
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 Climbing up the tree!
As they psych themselves up to do battle, and we gardeners hit the nurseries newly forewarned. Here's the good news. Only a small percentage of the non-native plants we grow have turned out to be invasive. Our job is to root out the thugs. For NPR News in Portland, Oregon, I'm Ketzel Levine.